welcome to Cinespell with the incomparable Lisa Lee, the funny and silly and high-pitched squirrely Ashley Angel Face, and me, the titillating T.
The titillating T.
Hello.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Doing better. Doing better. So just to get this out of the way, there is a reason that our theme song is changed this week. That is in honor of my dad. When I was little, he took me to see Star Wars 9 times, and the second one 11 times, and so that was for my dad. So just so you guys don't think that we've gone to the dark side. Haha, that was funny, huh? That really wasn't.
Dark side? Never.
Never. Nope. We don't do dark.
Guess what I saw today?
What did you see today?
You know, I live a freaky life, right?
Yeah, I know that.
So I go and take my dogs out this afternoon. And what do I see? My neighbor Vern standing at the corner of his trailer taking a piss.
What?
Yes. And I'm like, all right, Vern, you just can't. What is it with men? And is it like a time thing that, you know, we'll save time and not go in the house? We'll just pee out wherever. My husband has peed out my front door.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I disagree with that. Like, just go inside. Laziness is, oh.
I know. I have witnessed my husband do that. He'll be sitting there with the dogs on the leash, and he's got to go so bad, he just whips out Mr. Wee Willy Winky and waters the grass with the dogs. I'm like, oh, come on. Josh, what's up with that? We need a male perspective.
Like I typed there, if animals can do it, why can't we?
Because technically we can't. There's like laws against public nudity.
Well, first of all, if nobody sees it, it's not public. And well, second of all, it's not nudity if you have your back to the people. If you're peeing on the side of your own house, what's the big deal?
Isn't there still a law about urinating outside?
Public decency or something?
Well, and not only that, but I have a neighbor a bit further down. And, you know, after I'd first met him, okay, he would come over and talk to me while I was by my truck. And he would just whip out Wee Willy Winky right in front of me and pee on my car tire.
What?
It's like, what? I know.
No.
It's like there's a bunch of inbreeding in my town.
Wow.
Yeah, I might agree with that. We need to learn some manners.
Although, T, you did run naked outside in the middle of winter once.
Well, it was at like 1 o'clock in the morning and nobody was outside.
And it was a bear. So I guess it was.
I only did it once. These guys do it all the time.
Ugh.
Ew, I disagree.
Yuck.
So I was just waiting just crazily to tell you that story today because I thought, yay, I got something to talk about today. Neighbor's peeing outside. And then his wife is driving those four-wheel bikes or whatever.
Oh, I was going to say car. But
No, it's one of those over the... Oh, I don't know what the hell they're called. And she's trying to drive this thing, and she's shifting and going forward and shifting, going backwards, and her husband's peeing over there, and I'm like, oh, my Lord.
Oh, no.
You're on overload.
It's fun over here.
Just bumping it up, man.
I know. Well, but at least it stays interesting in this area.
Clearly.
Yes.
So, Ash, what about you? What have you been up to?
I have been up to working.
Full time?
Yeah, I'm full time now. 6:30.
Congratulations!
6:30 comes early, let me tell ya.
Yeah.
But it's nice. I work with really cool people. I work at Mercedes-Benz and Porsche dealership.
For all you stalkers, she works in Chicago.
Yes. Yes. Ooh, dot, dot, dot. And what else? Nothing. I'm really excited because I have a birthday party to go to this week, so there's cake. And every other week at Mercedes is Donut Day on Thursdays.
Donut Thursday.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. It is this week.
It's the little things.
It totally is the little things, especially when you get free donuts.
Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get a little punch there. You eat all them donuts all the time.
Well, excuse me.
You're young. You're young.
Thank you for the honesty.
Well, you know, I'm brutally honest. I can't help it.
It is true.
Yes.
How about you, Milmo?
I did my first 5K.
And?
On Saturday. And I did not come in last.
Woo!
Yay!
I didn't come in first either, but I'm okay with that. Just the fact that I finished it, I'm kind of proud of that.
And the money went to a good cause.
Yep, it went to homeless youth. And it was just really, what I was going to do is have my employees, not my employees, but my coworkers take a picture of me on the ground with my finger right above the finish line.
That would have been priceless.
I know, but I forgot.
Oh,
because I was. I can't breathe.
You're in the moment, yeah.
I was totally in the moment.
She couldn't deal with the photo because her face would have been bright red.
Yes, it would not have been pretty. But I dressed really cute for it.
Didn't you?
I did.
Oh, and that is important.
I
you
did.
You must look good while you're sweating.
Stripes of my
God.
T-shirt or my whatever you call that thing.
Jacket? Is it a wind jacket?
No, it was like a long sleeve T-shirt.
Oh, okay.
And I had pigtails in and green. I was just decked. I looked so cute.
That's all she cares about.
Did I train for it? No, because it's been winter here in Minnesota for the last 50 years, it feels like.
Didn't something happen to you at work last time when it snowed?
Yeah. Okay, so I told you the story before about that one really bad snowstorm, and I was whacking on the top of my dish because it was getting all wonky from the snow buildup.
Yeah.
Okay, so last week, when it was starting to get nice, I'm watching these huge... huge things of snow fall off my building, and I'm like, it's thawing, yay! And not to toot my own horn, but I looked flawless that day. Even my nails matched my skirt, and it was just, I looked perfect for the first time, and I don't even know how long. So I walk outside, all is well. I walk back in, just as one of those huge clumps of snow fell, I was soaked. It couldn't have been any more perfect. I would have won the 10 grand on funniest home videos for sure.
So you're sharing the experience that I had at Walgreens when it fell on my head when I walked in the store, huh?
Yep. Oh, I didn't look flawless after that.
No.
I looked like a drowned rat.
It's interesting. We're Geminis, and we tend to share the same experiences sometimes.
It's kind of dumb.
Oh, do you want the bad news, though?
What?
We're supposed to get more snow.
I saw a rain-sleet mix, and I will not hear that snow word anymore.
Ooh.
So let's crack out the wine and the spiked cider and have a good time.
I'm sorry, if it's going to snow again, I think that calls for something a little stronger than wine. What's stronger than wine?
Vodka.
What about that moonshine?
Oh my God, you wouldn't survive that.
Probably not.
I would. My liver is ready for it.
We'll just get some hot apple cider and we'll douse some rum or something in it, whiskey, whatever.
All right, works for me.
Oh.
So, as you guys know, we took 2 weeks off. I'm just going to take us down now, Debbie Downer person, and I apologize, but everybody needs to know why we took it off. Wasn't because we didn't love you. It was because, as you know, my dad's been very, very ill. Well, he passed. He left us, 2 weeks ago today, actually. 2 weeks ago today. So my dad passed away. Like I said, his service was absolutely beautiful. When he passed, it was really beautiful because my sister and I were holding his hand on one side and my mom was on the other, and it was peaceful. His service was beautiful. The honor guard was there doing taps, and the weather was horrific.
It was truly, truly awful.
And he would have hated that part,
yeah.
But it was absolutely terrible. If the weather would have been better, it would have been standing room only,
yeah.
Because you just can't fit any more people in there. So since my dad has gone, because we had a talk about, you know, what he should expect, and we had some plans in place, and because my dad's been a ghost hunter forever, he kind of had a pretty good clue on how to work things once he got to the other side, and he's been funny. And Ashley and I have this thing, we call it Captain's Log, because my dad was also very much into Star Trek.
So we always send texts to each other, Captain's Log, number, whatever, and what he does.
Yep. So why don't you tell him about the dove first?
Okay, so first off, I was sitting there and I was looking outside, filling up my water bottle, and outside on my deck is this super, super fat bird, and it's just sitting there, and I'm like, what is going on? And I look out.
And you've never seen that bird?
No, I've never seen this bird before. And so I, like, take a picture of it because I'm like, what? It's so fat. It's just sitting there. It's not even moving. And I'm like, doo-doo-doo-doo, going on with my time. And then I get a call saying that my grandpa passed. And I was like, oh, God. Nothing occurred to me. Then on the way to his memorial,
yeah.
I was showing this picture to my dad. And lo and behold, he was like, oh, that's a mourning dove. Well, it's the mourning dove is an mourning dove. So now it is forever on my phone and on Instagram if you want to find out. That so was just step one.
We think that's a sign from Dad.
Yeah.
It was literally that.
It didn't move. I was like, what is going on? They're so scared normally.
When I came home, I had made my bed, obviously. But I have this blue blanket that I stick at the end. When I came home, it was folded for me, and I would have thought, oh, Ashley maybe did that, but then if Ashley were here and sneaking cleaning, she would have cleaned everything. So we think my dad folded the blanket. Not every day, but almost every day he's doing something. That's not even true. It's not almost every day, but
weekly.
Well, he's only been gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The first couple of days were all the time. Today I was at my office, and all of a sudden I smelled Pine Sol, which doesn't sound like it'd be anything big, but Saturday mornings when I was growing up, we would clean the house, and we'd always have like Godzilla versus Rodan or Godzilla versus whoever going in the background, and the whole house would smell like Pine Sol. And the day that my dad left, I stopped at the store and I picked up Pine Sol just so I could clean my house and smell the Pine Sol and have it remind me of Dad. And today in my office, there was a very potent smell of Pine Sol. And obviously, it wasn't like we were cleaning, and we don't clean my office anyway. Somebody else does. So he's been very... Oh, and was it yesterday or the day before?
Yeah, the day before.
Day before, I was at the office, and I heard my name, Lise. And nobody at the office calls me Lise, and it was with my dad's voice. So... I was like, rock on, Dad. And every day he comes around, I know it for a fact because I can feel him. So it makes me sad that I don't get to see him anymore, but I still get to interact with him. So that gives me a lot of joy. So
just not when you're in the bathroom, Dad.
No, he knows better than that. He's my dad.
I know.
So that is why we took the 2 weeks off, guys, is because we needed to be with my dad, and then we needed to, you know,
grieve.
Take a break.
We had to take a break. There was no way that we could do the show. So we thank you for your patience, and we have a great show ahead of you tonight. And in the meantime, why don't we, all of the music tonight is all songs that are dedicated to my dad. Some are picked up by my mom. One was picked up by me. So they are all, the whole show tonight is dedicated to my dad, Gene Hottinger. So let's take a quick break.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, oh, ain't love a kick? Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Welcome back, and now... It's the news with Ashley.
Can wait, just I gotta tell you this. She's using me as a mouse pad, but not my leg. You weirdo.
My arm can't move any further.
You weirdo.
This is laziness.
That is laziness.
Jeez.
Somebody give her a cake pop.
I know. Oh, my God. Really? Please. That would be amazing. We just bought ice cream yesterday, but it's not the same as a cake pop, and I was really depressed, but just in case anyone would like to send me anything, my email is aeam13@gmail.com.
Are they going to send a cake
They can
email?
Ask for directions.
No, stalkers in Chicago.
We could just send you a picture of a cake. How about that?
No, I disagree. In 1991, NASA discovered a possible alien probe. Oh, what a great way to start this. With all the attention coming from the predicted 2012 apocalypse, also naturally came increased interest in alien life and possible interaction. While countless theories about how aliens have visited Earth or are here right now have been released, most can be dismissed as something to scare people before they go to sleep at night. Okay, that was dumbly However, in 1991, there was a genuine report by NASA about a possible probe orbiting Earth. It has been named 1991 VG, because in December of that year, what has been described as a roughly 10-meter object, 10-meter object on a heliocentric orbit came very close to Earth. There were rapid brightness fluctuations, and it had very similar orbit to that of Earth, leading scientists to believe that it was a man-made object. The strange part is when they check man-made satellites that had been sent into space, they quickly discover that the object didn't match anything we put up there. Also, the very precise movements of the object led scientists to believe that it was controlled rather than a random encounter, meaning something was probably watching us. Scary, don't worry, the probe didn't move away, so hopefully we have nothing to worry about. But don't get your hopes up too far, because it is scheduled to return to Earth's vicinity in the year 2016.
A good probe in 2016. Can't go wrong with that.
They call that a slow news day, right?
Yeah.
And the next one. Education Department is guilty of hate speech. Pagans. The department said it was not singling out specific religions, but any religion that condoned practices that might endanger the lives of others. The South African Pagan Rights Alliance, SAPRA... Cat, go away. Cat, go away. Okay, that's not part of the story, sorry. Is to large... Oh, God, no, I can't even speak. Is to lodge a... Is that the word?
What? Lodge, yeah.
A formal complaint.
My cat's trying to have sex with a toy. God.
Go away. Okay. Lodge a formal complaint of hate speech with the South African Human Rights Commission against Charles Balin, whatever, spokesman for the Gauteng Department of Education. This follows the publication of the article, No Guide on Harmful Practices, on April 11th. This alliance will argue that Phelan's statements regarding the department's proposed policy on dealing with Satanism in public schools constitute hate speech against religious minorities in terms of the Equality Act. In response, Phelan said that by aiming to confront harmful religious practices in schools, the department was not singling out specific religions, but referring to any religion that condoned practices that might endanger the lives of others. If your religion, be it Christianity, Islam, or Satanism, encourages you to get involved in harmful activity, the department needs to intervene, he said. Phelan added that the quote, by having officials working with teachers and parents, the department will be able to distinguish appropriate conduct relating to cult and Satanism, might have been misunderstood, creating the impression that Satanism and the occult are harmful religions that should not be allowed in schools. We will be looking at all aspects involving harmful religious practice, taking care not to violate any human rights, he said.
Right.
Right.
That's so stupid.
Any way to spread hate and fear and intolerance.
That's for sure a right winger there. Did the cat get the computer?
Yes, she did.
She's getting ballsier.
She's getting fixed. Okay, so thank you for doing the news, Ash.
You're welcome. My pleasure. That's what we say at Mercedes.
It was your pleasure?
It was my pleasure. I feel awkward saying that.
Especially with the cat trying to pleasure herself on you.
Oh, I blocked it out.
So,
happy place, happy place.
Yeah. Our moon right now, today, is a waning crescent. The shape continues to shrink night by night. The moon becomes a waning crescent, the dark side of your right side, more or less, and the bright crescent is to your left. You can continue doing waning spells, repelling, decreasing, or reversing spells, and this is a powerful time to take curses or send evil back to the ones that sent it to you. I usually use a mirror just so it bounces back. I don't actually do spells to harm people, but I will put a mirror out so that anything that they're doing at me, which is only two people that have tried and failed unsuccessfully to harm, but work like charm. So use a mirror. And with that, we are going to take another break.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song. Let me sing for
you.
So welcome back. Did you know that today is Beltane?
Or Beltane. Just kidding. I'm just
Kanye
kidding.
West.
That's not. I know. Happy Beltane, everyone.
Is that like the Spanish version?
I'm not sure.
Zimbabwe?
Yeah.
No. It's an Ashleyism.
It is an Ashleyism.
How would they say it in Minnesota? Beltane. Happy Beltane, everyone. So creepy.
Don't you know?
Instead they have hot dishes on Beltane?
I was just gonna say that.
That was a high five, everyone.
Oh, get out of my head.
Oh, Lord, great.
It'll be great. So, because it's Beltane, we've got a bunch of really good ideas on rituals and spells and tips and tricks and all kinds of stuff. So, ready? Here we go.
Hey, everybody. Today, I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about Beltane, when it happens, and some great ideas that you can do during this Sabbat season. Now, Beltane happens when the sun is in 15 degrees of Taurus. Now, this typically happens around May 1st, and that's traditionally when it's been celebrated. Now, Beltane is all about fertility and sex and passion and getting in touch with our primal energies. Now, the colors for this season are red and white, as well as any color that you see out in nature. Now, May Eve, which is April 30th, it's fun and traditional to jump over a bale fire. Now, because of the hazards involved in jumping over a bonfire, I would recommend that you just take a cauldron and light a candle in it, make a wish as you're jumping over the fire, and lovers can also hold hands while they're jumping over the fire as well. Another thing that you can do is do an I love me ritual or I love me spell. Now, I have a video regarding love spells and love affirmations. And this is one of the things that I created in that spell or in that video that helps with that particular spell. I have a video previous to this that shows you how to create ribbon wind catchers. And something that my family likes to do is take rose water, which you can buy this at most curio shops or New Age shops, and spray or spritz the wind catcher before you put it out with rose water. And as you're doing that, you're incorporating earth, which is the rose, water, which is the water that it's in, and air. And so when you hang this up outside, you infuse your intentions into the rose water and you put it onto here, and then you will have an air spell that will be blowing for the entire Beltane season. Yay! Or you know, like however long this is hanging up. This is also a really great time to get in touch with your animal totems and a really great time to do divination. I have a video about finding your animal totem. And if it doesn't work the first time, you know, keep trying because sometimes it takes 3 or 4 times. But this is the perfect time to get in touch with your animal totems. Now, if you are lucky enough to live in an area that has public sabbats, I would highly, highly recommend going, because most of them will have their traditional maypole. Now, what the maypole symbolizes is the fertilization of the god, you know, through the goddess, and also the fertilization of the land at this time. And it's so fun to dance one. And hopefully you'll have one if you have children that is family friendly, because the kids absolutely just love dancing around the maypole. It's so much fun. Another great thing that you can do at this time, since the veil, like at Samhain, is very thin at this time, so this is the perfect time to get in touch with the fairies of the land, or the fae, and the nature spirits. And they are all over, and they are just everywhere. So once you come in contact with them, you will know. An easy way to let them know that you are willing and able to communicate with them and you're ready to learn from them, set out some crystals in your yard or in your sacred space, because fairies love crystals. And they also love very delicate bells. Now, don't get the real large ones, because fairies don't really like really large gonging bells. And that is why large large churches have large bells because back in the day, people wore large bells, especially cattle. They had those big cowbells that every time they would walk, they would jingle. And that is because people thought that if you had large bells, that would scare away the fairies, so the fairies would not spoil the milk of the cattle. And also for the churches, it kind of carried through to the churches so that it would, you know, scare away any, you know, mischievous beings. So, yay! But, and I also have a video about how to make fairy houses. Summer solstice is also a great time for, you know, fairy divination and, you know, coming in contact with fairies. But this is the perfect time to start planning and letting them know that you're ready for them to come into your life. Now, I also have a video about making incense and oil for this particular Sabbat, and this incense and oil is so good, and this is one of my favorites. It's just so full of passion and just woo, I love it. So, another thing that's done at this time of year, if you go to public Sabbats, is a May king and queen will be chosen, and they will perform the symbolic great rite, which is taking the chalice and the athame and joining them together. Now, what this symbolizes is the goddesses and gods' union in marriage, and also the act of fertilization of the land and all its beings. Now, with that said, I would highly recommend that you start to, or use this Sabbat as a platform to start speaking with your children about healthy sexual relationships with another partner, whether it is the same sex or, you know, like two different sexes. I believe that the younger that they are when they start learning about primal energies and healthy sexual relationships, that the more apt that they are to have a healthy sexual relationship when they're older. And especially since historically sex and sexual relationships have been so, I don't want to say demonized, but shown in previous religions that it's a bad thing if you have, you know, sexual relations when you're not married or if you have same-sex relations. And I would highly recommend that you really think about those things yourself. And then also, once you're solid in what you believe, then you share your beliefs with your children and see if they have any questions for you. Because the more education that they get on this topic, the more healthier they're going to feel going into relationships in the future. Traditionally, for the cakes and ale portion of the Sabbat, milk, oats, honey, as well as mead are used. But if you have dietary restrictions, such as myself, I choose to use soy milk for the ale portion and quick fruit tarts for the cakes. Now, I like the fruit tarts because they're so delicious and so decadent, and the fruit, to me, symbolizes the sweet passion of life. Woohoo! Okay, now for the goddess and god at this time, this is my goddess statue of Flora. And the goddess Flora, she actually has her own celebration day, which is April 28th. And so, since that's my name, I always have a little celebration for her. But she is the goddess of flowers and fertility and passion. And so if you can find a maiden goddess that symbolizes passion for you, then go for it and use that one. And the god at this time is the green man, who is all primal and all ready to go, and he is ready to fertilize the land. And the altar cloth that I'm going to use for this Sabbat is this gorgeous cloth that I got. I actually used this as a veil when I was doing belly dancing, and this has always been one of my favorites. So this is the one that I'm going to use. Well, I hope you have enjoyed seeing some of the ideas that me and my family use, and this is only a very small portion. Beltane is one of the most elaborate and fun and fantastic Sabbats in, you know, the whole turning of the wheel, and I highly recommend, if you've never attended a, you know, public Sabbat for Beltane, I highly recommend, please, please go do it. Search one out. Go to witchbox.com and find one in your area. Or you know, find some friends and relatives and see if they want to dance the Maypole. That's still actually celebrated in a lot of just regular secular towns and villages throughout the world. So, I hope you have an absolutely fantastic Sabbat, and blessed be. Mwah! Bye-bye.
And welcome back to Sit a Spell. I don't really sing this bad. Welcome back.
Is there sugar in that chai?
I think there is. Oh my god.
Drink some more, girl.
That's just injected in me veins.
Yes.
It's full of language.
I'm getting my second wind.
I think the chai's kicked in.
It is. There are a few things I would like to talk to you about. Okay, so first off, the Mound Cedar is having two events coming up. Three events, I was just recently informed. Tell me what they are.
Like, right now?
I know, on the 10th, it's the drag show again.
Yes.
Yes, we're having the drag show again, and it was so successful last time that it's going to be an ongoing thing, and I am going to be bartending that night.
Oh, my goodness. So if you want to have a little fun,
come see me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make the old man let me have the car that night again, because I'm going again, baby.
I'm going to be dressed in a sexy costume, which is kind of stupid, because if you think about it, the people that go to drag shows, none of them want women.
I'm trying to process that.
None of them. The women don't.
They don't. The drag kings is what she's talking about, Ash.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, none of the people that are going to the show are interested in women at all, if you think about it.
But if you really think about it,
they're interested in you when you whip out some cash.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But who isn't, male or female or other?
True.
Or other.
Transgender.
And remember, tip your entertainers. They're doing a hard job. And they're fabulous. And they have
That makeup is expensive. Don't let it fool you.
Oh, so are the sequins.
Yeah.
The pasties.
Yeah. That's a couple grand right there.
That's what great. Else, Mom?
So the 10th is drag show.
Yep.
The 11th during the day is the amazing Empower Emporium, where we've got even more vendors than we've had ever showing up, and it's always cool. There are healers and aura photography and lots of really cool artisan stuff to sell.
We have workshops.
Buy. Yeah, free workshops. We've got lots of cool workshops.
And we're so lucky. Like, one area we have gifted readers, but I mean really gifted. Like, people just are shocked.
Yeah.
It's great.
And then at night, we are hosting another paranormal pajama party, complete with movies and treats and snacks and investigating. So I'm going to be at the Mound Theater pretty much the entire weekend. Sunday, I will be drunk. It's God's day. Here's to you.
Yes.
So, yeah, the Mound Theater is going to be busy, busy, busy.
Come to the Mound Theater. Also, if you're not busy this weekend at the dealership where I work in Chicago, but really it's in Minnesota, we're having an auto fair show, and it's $20 registration, but all the money goes to Children's Cancer Research Fund, and it's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you can see all the cool cars I drool at all day. It'll be good.
One lady that went there was so mad because she wanted a brand new Mercedes.
Yeah. Oh my God. All right. So this lady, she was like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to get a new car. And we're like, well, yep, we got to be financed first and, you know, banks and things. And she's like, she came back the next day, super, super angry. Ask me why.
Why, Ashley?
Why?
She didn't get financed. Ask me why.
Why?
Oh, because she just recently filed for bankruptcy.
Aww.
I'm sorry, what? What?
Why would you think that
her dreams were shattered?
Right.
A Mercedes.
Yeah, and she was like, well, they didn't take my house. I just filed for bankruptcy. But they, like, I can still get a car. What? Who's going to finance you now? Not that anything's wrong with filing for bankruptcy, all of our listeners. But do not come and try and buy a $150,000 car.
Because that's just stupid.
Yes, it is.
So, T,
yeah, how is she planning on making the payments on that baby?
Probably illegal activity. I'm not sure. Yeah. Maybe.
So, what are we doing on July, I think it's 13th, isn't it, Miss Lisa?
We're getting crowned. Or is it crowned?
Crowned.
I like crowns. Sparkly crowns. Oh, cray crowned.
Oh my gosh, she's going crazy over here.
we're getting crowned.
Yay! Is there special, like, headgear?
Is there special sparkly headgear? Is there crowns? Is there jewelry is really what she's asking. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think before that day, I will have to make us some sparkly crown things.
Yes! So sorry.
But yes, we're going out to Hutchinson or Cosmos. Yeah. I think it's in Cosmos, Minnesota, and we are taking part with Candy Ayers, who will be doing the ceremony. And I think there's like 7 other women who are doing this too. And we're going to get officially made our cronage.
What does that mean? Like you're elderly and you get like matronly things because you're
no,
full?
It means we're fully in our power, baby.
Did you just hear what Ashley said?
No, but I knew it wasn't good. Something about becoming old and wrinkly.
Are you getting this because your fallopian tubes have dried up?
You know, that's funny because the last time I went in for, you know, the woman's check, they were checking to see if I had actually gone into menopause or not. Well, you know, it's been 2-3 years since I've had a monthly, so they just wanted to make sure of it. And I almost laughed myself off the table when she goes, "Oh, yeah, your uterus is all shriveled up." I go, "Oh, yay, I have an Egyptian uterus. It's mummified."
Oh, my God.
And that is why we're getting cloned. And I don't even have fallopian tubes. Or a uterus.
You guys are so unique.
Well, that's okay. I've got King Tut in there. Just waiting. You know, Book of the Dead. Resurrect my womb. No.
No.
Is that why they call it a crownage, much like a carnage? No. No. I don't know. I'm just making things up here. Beltane.
No, now we're fully in our power, so we get to watch you suffer every month.
Ha 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 ha.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't. No. She's on.
Thank you. Everyone, welcome to my personal area, everyone. Welcome.
Welcome to Ashley's womb.
In case you were wondering.
Oops.
Oh, Lord.
It's a perky, plump little womb, and it's ready for implantation at any time.
Wow, that makes me feel dirty.
I know. What can I say? I'm a perv.
You are a perv.
We knew that. If anybody's going to take it to the shark, it's going to be you.
To the shark?
Yeah.
That's right. Josh put in there Anaxanamoon.
Anaxanamoon.
So I'm assuming he's referring to my uterus.
No. He is referring to a movie.
You know this?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You don't?
I don't know.
Mummy?
Oh, the mummy.
Boom! Everyone just saw I am much more intelligent than my crone mother.
It's because
oh,
my
really?
My uterus that I don't have anymore.
Oh, he said true! Oh, wait, which was true?
The Anaxa.
Both?
Shut
I'm
up.
Not sure. I was confused.
It slapped so hard.
Ah!
I didn't even hit you
oh,
yet.
Oh, don't burn me! Don't giggle like that. Torture.
My God, I don't know if it's your mom picking on you or the cat humping you.
I'm not doing anything but playing with my pearls.
No.
Shark.
Crap. No, shark. You can't even see. We're on the radio.
Why do you always do that? You're so visual. Everyone, look at what I'm wearing today. I look so flawless. What?
Yeah.
Except for the fact that my skirt just blew over my head.
Yeah, I don't wear that outfit anymore.
Well, at least not with shorts underneath.
Yeah, really long johns because it's going to snow. I just took it down, Debbie Downer.
You did.
So what does
you made my womb sad now?
Womb?
It's Beltane.
Yeah.
I made your what sad? Sorry. Okay.
My Egyptian womb.
You're. Oh boy. So we've got to wrap it up. We've only got a couple minutes left. Holy crap! This went really fast. I would like to do a personal thank you to the entire cast of Longmire. My cousin Adam plays the Ferg on that show, and it's a pretty popular show. They just got renewed again. But they all did this most amazing video for my dad where they were talking to him and saying, calling him Uncle Gene. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful video. So I wanted just to do a shout out to all of the cast and crew of the television show Longmire, because they did something extremely special for my dad. So thank you. Ash, do you have anything you want to say?
Thank you to everyone who, like, said their condolences and all of your kind words. It would like meant a lot to see that everyone just rallied around for us. It was really nice. Thank you.
T, you got anything?
I'm thankful to everybody for supporting you guys because you needed it. Well, and I love you two very much.
Gracias, mi amigo.
And I love you too. Yeah.
And I will make a big sparkly crown.
Oh. Woohoo!
I like sparkles. I'm like that kid that likes turtles. I like turtles.
Yes! Turtles. Did anyone just hear her dump that line?
I like grapes.
She went so low there, everyone. She's just... I like turtles. And thank you for this week's episode of Sit and Spell Show.
Remember, you are perfect.
And remember, don't pee outside. Get up off your butt and go inside. Nobody wants to see your tallywhacker.
No. Well, maybe I do. I'm single.
She likes tallywhacker.
I don't know. I don't know, Lisa. Vern is in his 70s. I don't think you wanna.
Nope. I do not like tallywhackers. Absolutely. Oh, I thought this show was going to be so quiet and somber. Thank you, Daddy. Oh, remember that you are perfect in every way. Go out and do a good deed, at least to somebody, every single day.
If that involves sending me cake pops, not laced with anything, but thank you.
In Chicago. And remember, via her email.
Yeah, you got her email. Send her pictures of cake pops.
AEAM13@gmail.com or AEAM13 on Twitter. Thank you.
And remember, my darlings, to always take back your light. Blessed be.